Yesterday, a French drug company announced it's buying a Massachusetts biotechnology company for just over $20 billion. The decision by that French company, Sanofi Aventis, to purchase Genzyme is the latest example of the expanding life sciences industry in Massachusetts. Here's Kurt Nickisch of member station WBUR.
You'd think that when the fourth largest drug company in the world buys a smaller one, it would announce the deal at its headquarters in Paris. But yesterday, the CEO of Sanofi Aventis came to Cambridge, Massachusetts, to smile for the cameras with the head of Genzyme. Sanofi's Chris Viehbacher says he wants to invest in Genzyme's development of complex drugs to treat rare diseases.
We would be nuts to throw that huge value away. The Genzyme name that is on the top of this building is going to be there tomorrow and a year from now and 5 years from now.
Sanofi is only the latest drug company to expand and hire in the Boston area, where Harvard and MIT and research hospitals are furiously spitting out ideas for new therapies. Sanofi's head of R&D, Elias Serhuni, says his company had to come to Cambridge.
And the reason is very simple. Unless you have access to the best people very quickly, you can't really pursue bold breakthrough strategies. The cluster where that happens more often than anywhere else is right here.
It's why Sanofi paid a premium price for Genzyme. It could also pay out billions more down the line, depending on how well some of Genzyme's up-and-coming drugs sell. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.